Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. We saw the Yisod that there's a Bechira in all of the descendants of David, a general Bechira, that they are Zocher of the Keser Malchus, unless they are not kosher, they are not behaving properly, or the Nekevos are also excluded. It's Dafka the Zacharim, and then obviously the Melech Bufal is only going to be one person. That's the Yisod Hadvarim that we saw in the previous Shir. V'zene Rabbi Data Kesef Mishnah Kan v'Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. The Kesef Mishnah writes Shekevan Shemru Shein Moishchem B'Shem En HaMishcha El HaMalcha Beis David. Since it says that the only Mashicha B'Shem En HaMishcha is to the Malcha Beis David, we have to say that Shaul was Nimshach Rak B'Shemen Afar Simon. Shaul was only anointed with Shemen Afar Simon, a Parsimon Shemen, and not the unique Shemen HaMishcha. And that's not like Rashi and Tosfos in Krisus and Afhei Amid Beis, that this din, that Ein Malchei Yisrael Nimshachim Ela Mishaba David, that they hold that din, that Malchei Yisrael don't get the Shemen HaMishcha, is only Mishaba David. But before David comes around, then they could be Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Shaul was Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. V'chei nera lechora me'amivuar b'mechilta b'parashat bo b'perek yudbet pasuk aleph. It says Adshlo Nivchor David v'yu kol Yisroel k'sherim l'malchus mishen Nivchor David Yatsu kol Yisroel, Shenemar, etc., etc. So we see that the special din of David is only chal with the Bechira of David. That before David was chosen, everybody was kosher l'malchus. After David was chosen, then not everybody was kosher l'malchus, only Malchei Beis David. So you see that the din ha-miyuchad of David only takes effect with the Bechira of David. And beforehand, all of the Jewish people are kosher. And if so, why shouldn't they have Mashicha since their Malchus is Kamalchus Beis David? So that would be like Rashi and Tosfos, that Shaul could have been anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Ve'ayein ba'avnei nezer shehevi shita zo b'shem haradak. Kosav shehi tmua. Wow. Ayin sham ba'os ayin beis. We've been discussing the lengthy tshuva in the Avnei Nezer in Simen Shin Yud Beis. You can look there in Os Ayin Beis, he says. Also in the Ksavim, B'Shem Hagriz and Krisus, there in Daf Hei Amid Beis. So, based on what we said in the previous shiur, we can say explain as follows, that the din of Malchus Beis David is a different mitzius of Malchus, and it is not a regular Malchus. And that was what was Mischadesh B'Bechiras David, which is not only a Bechira, that from David will be kings, but rather it's a mitzius in all of the Bnei David, and it is, I like this term, a mukhsharut miuchedet, a special quality, a special talent that they have, and on that was the Bechira, that the Malchus should be from this mitzius of people who are miyuchadim l'malchus, these types of people who are unique and special and set aside for Malchus. And in this mitzius of Malachim, it was said that there should also be a mitzius of Mashuach, as we discussed in our earlier Shi'urim Ba'arichus, that the Geder of Mashicha, we spoke about the Geder of Mashicha, that it makes the person a mitzius of being a Mashuach. It's not just something symbolic done and it's over, but rather this person has a gedel, is a metzius of a Mashuach. And we explained that at length. We're not going to go into it now. And because of this, even though Shaul was a Melech Gamur, however, he doesn't have the Miuchadus in the Gavra from Malchus, in which it was said that he should be also a Mashuach. And because of this, the Kesef Mishnah writes that he was only Nimshach B'Shemen Afarsimon, because he doesn't have this special Mukhsharut, this special quality, this special preparedness of being a Melech that the Malchei Beis David have. And so that would explain the Pshat in the Kesef Mishnah. So the Avnei Nezer brings such a sheet in the name of the Radak, and he says it's Tamua, but now we have a Hezber L'dvorim. And again, it's not like Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos say Kepashtus, that before David was chosen, so then anybody could be king, and Memela was Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. And maybe that's the inyan of Hoid Malchus that the Ramban discusses in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud, that only applies to Malchei Beis David. That's the special Hoid HaMalchus, the special preparedness to be king. And we see this in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Mem Daled Ve'esa Eidus Nezer, Zoi Klila Eidus, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Eidus Ula Beis David, Shekol ha-ro'i le-malchus ho-ilam-toi. V'chol she'eino ro'i le-malchus eino ho-ilam-toi. That there is a special crown, and if you're in the Malchus Beis David, if you're ro'i le-malchus, then the crown fits your head. And if you weren't ro'i le-malchus, the crown didn't fit your head. So see there in Rashi and in Rashi in Sanhedrin 21b, Legabe Adoniyahu, who wanted it to be fit his head, but it didn't fit his head. Why? Because there was a Shavit Shel Zohov, a staff of gold, in the chalal, in the empty space of the crown, Midoifen Lidoifen, from wall to wall. Ve'eno Misyasheves Beroishoy, says Rashi. It doesn't sit well on the head unless you have a choritz, a sort of ditch in your head, this crevice in one's head. And that's an Eidus L'Beis David, Shekol HaRoi L'Malchus Ho'ilamtoi. And that's an Eidus for Beis David, that anybody who's Roi L'Malchus, the crown fits him. And somebody who's not Roi L'Malchus, it doesn't fit him. And it didn't fit Adoniyo, because he didn't have the special Mukhsharut of Malchus for Beis David that was seen by this crevice in the head. And that's what we saw earlier in the Rambam, in the previous year, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Perush HaMishnayos. That Adoniyahu wasn't fit to be king because it only went through Shlomo. It went through Zera David and Zera Shlomo. In Rashi and Avodah Zarah, the Gabbai Yoash, he writes that it was Eidus Shehu Mizera HaMelucha. In other words, we're not talking about Malchus Mamish, we're talking about the seed of the Melucha, which is the special uniqueness, the miyuchadut of Bnei David, b'hiyosam miyuchadim l'melucha. V'ayein ba'avnei nezer b'simen shin yud beis ois yud beis. Who learns that David didn't have a din melech Bizman Shaul. And that's why he needed an additional Meshicha, he needed an additional anointment after the death of Shaul. Ayin Sham B'divrei Avnei Nezer, and what he writes there in the gloss. And we are hopefully, if God gives us life, going to discuss this at length when we get to the third perek and the eighth halacha of the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. And the Avnei Nezer was bothered. So then what's the inyan of the Meshicha al Yedei Shmuel the first time, since he wasn't a king, through this Meshicha? And there was an Isir mitzad Zor b'shemen ha-Mishcha. V'ayin sham b'divrei ha-Avnei Nezer, he explained, you know why Shmuel anointed him? Even though he didn't become king, and there should be an Isir mitzad Zor b'shemen ha-Mishcha. And the answer is that the Meshicha is effective that after the death of Shaul, nobody else can be king. And we have to understand what the Gedera Inyan is. That right now he's not becoming king, but he's being anointed so that after Shaul dies, nobody can become king. So based on what we said, it's very well understood that Bibchiras David, when David was chosen, it wasn't just a matter of David becoming the king. Rather, there was also an Ashvuye. There was also a creation here, a new mitzius, that somebody who is not king, but is ro'i to be king. Is ro'i u'mukshar l'malchus, u'mimenu melachim, from him kings are going to come. Since the Din Malchus from now is only on this type of king. And this was Chal. This took effect through the anointment of Shmuel to David. That now, from now on, you have to be from this Malchus. That makes you Mukshala Malchus. And there was also now a new Metzius in the Din Malchus. That there's a Din Shemen HaMishcha B'Malchei Beis David. And therefore, it was a Meshichas Malchus, and there was no forbidden usage of the Shemen HaMishcha, even though he didn't yet become king. And he needed another Meshicha Mamish to become king, but this gave him the Mukhsharus to be king, and this also gave, this also made him that all of the future generations are going to be king. Umevur lefize shnei inyonim bebeis David. So now we have two aspects of Beis David. Number one, only from them come the kings. And number two, they have be'atzmusam, a specific shame of Beis David, and they have that special maila like we spoke about the Kohanim. And this would be a beautiful would lead us into a beautiful explanation of the 89th chapter of Psalms. V'ze nir'a bebi'ur perek peitet betihilim shebo kotev hapasuk shebo kotev hapasuk shevi kan Rambam im yazvu bonov Ayin sham b'pasuk choftes, lo'ilam esh mochazdo b'ritzi ne'emenes lo'i. There's a bris, there's a chesed. Bris is the malchus. With the covenant of Hashem, that he's going to be melech. And the chesed is that his children have this special inyan of beis melucha, which is an additional chesed that was promised to David on his seed. That's Pasuk Choftes in Perek Peites. Again, this is the Pasuk that Rambam brings here, so this is talking about Malchus Beis David. Lo'olam eshmor lo'ichazdi u'brisi ne'emenes lo. There's this chesed of even the children getting it, there's this bris with David. V'samti la'ad zaroi v'kisoi kimei shamayim. And I will make his seed endure forever, and his throne as the days of the heavens. That the kisei is talking about the melucha b'fo'al, which is kavua kishamayim. And when it says in the pasuk, v'samti la'ad zaroi, that his seed is going to endure forever, that's the gedula b'zaroi v'chol zaroi, shetiyeh lo'ad. It's going to be forever, that there's something special about the seed of David. And there we have in verse 34, v'chazdi lo ofir me'imoi v'lo ashaker be'emunasi, but I shall not cancel my kindness from him, and I shall not betray my faith. Hainu ha'chesed b'malas zaroi, Shizein Ofir, Hainu Ikium im Lotiela Mamaila Lafia Avtocha. The Chesed is in the Maila of Zera David, that Hashem says that V'chazdi lo Ofir me imoy, I will not cancel my kindness from him, from his seed. Ve'munasi lo ashakir, I will not betray my faith. That's talking about the covenant that's between the two sides, that they have emuna, they have faith in each other. And an aveira on the bris is sheker, that somebody believed, one side believed, and then it was revoked. It was not, there was no follow through, there was no fulfillment of the covenant. And Hashem says, I will not do that. It will not be given to anybody else. And therefore the bris will not be revoked, will not be cancelled, will not be abolished, and it will be kept. David's seed will be forever. And that's what it says weiter in Pasuk Lamed Hey, in the next Pasuk, Lo achalil brisi, I shall not profane my covenant. Umotza svasai lo ashane, and neither shall I alter the utterance of my lips. So that's what we've been saying, that the ashaker be'emunasi is the chilul habris. And that's why, as Shem says, Vaita, I will not be mechala, I will not profane my covenant. And then if I don't do the chesed for the seed to make sure that it lasts, that this covenant lasts for the generations, so then that will be a shinui of moitzes svasai, because there was a haftacha that wasn't fulfilled. And this is talking about even when they're not shomer the bris, like the Rambam says, right? It says earlier that la'olam eshmor lo'echazdi, ubrisi ne'emeneslai. And let's say they do. Im yazu banav torasi v'mishpat elo yelechen v'chukas ha'yechalel v'mitzas elo yishmer v'pakadati b'shevet p'sham v'negayim avonam. So I'm going to punish them, but I'm still going to keep my chesed with them. They are still going to be chosen by me. And that's what it says in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, V'zaroi lo'olam yiyeh, v'chisoi kashemesh negdi. That Pasuk that I quoted, Ufakati v'shevet ha'pisham v'adgayim v'onam, is quoted here in the Rambam. And that's what it says in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, V'zaroi lo'olam yiyeh, v'chisoi kashemesh negdi. His seed will be forever, and his throne is like the sun before me. So this is talking about the Maila of David Zera, and in the Kisei Malchus, that's going to be his forever. And in that it says in Pasuk Lamed Ches, Ki yareach yikon oilam ve'eid bashachak ne'eman sela, like the moon which is established forever, and it is a witness in the sky, eternally true. In other words, the Malchus is going to be like the sun, which gives light to the moon. But the Maila of Bnei David is Mikoyach HaMalchus, and it's not an Inyan Atzmi, and it's like the Areach, Uki Areach Yikon Olam Ken Yikon Zaroi, that the seed, right, that's why it says Vayter, the Kisei of David is going to be like the Shemesh, but the Zaro is going to be La'olam, and this Zaro is going to be like the Areach, which is receiving the Malchus from David. And then Eid Bashachak is the Shemesh Ayin Shem Barashi, and that's connected to Malchus itself. That's the sun. And then Vayter it says in Pasuk Mem Ne'arta Bris Abdecha Chilalta le'eretz nizroi. You abrogated the covenant of your servant. You profaned his crown to the ground. Included in this is the Bris, which is the Malchus itself, and also the Nezer, Chilalta la'eretz Nizroi, that's the crown, which is the special Maila of Zerah David, which is the Hoid Malchus, the special Hoid, the special splendor, the special Hadar, that was lowered to the ground, and the Chashivas was batal. And in that it says in the previous Pasuk, and Pasuk, Lamites, it says, Va'ata zanachta, but you abandoned and you rejected, you became angry with your anointed. Hainu neged hamayla shel bnei David, zanachta v'timos shenimasu batla ma'alasam, v'mishichecha shua mashuach l'malchus, v'chein mem hei. We have Hishbata mitaroi v'chiso le'eretz migarta. You have brought an end to his shining and his throne. You have cast down to earth. Taro is richaso. And that's the special maila that now the Zohar is batal. And the kiso is the malchus, which was thrown down to the ground. And that it concludes in Pasuk Nun, Ayecha sedecha rishonim Hashem. Nishbata le David ben Munasecha, where are your former acts of kindness, Hashem, which you sported with David in your trust? That the Mail of Bnei David is, like we said, is begeder Chesed. So where's your earlier Chesed? So, first we have all of the promises of Hashem. That's from Sukkim Chav to Lamed Ches. And now there seems to be a response to that. So the Radak explains that in this Pasuk, Vataza Nachta Vatimos, Pasuk Lamed Ches we mentioned before, the psalmist appears to be launching into a condemnation of Hashem. These are the psukim that we've been reading, accusing Hashem of betraying the oath which he made to David. Ibn Ezra says that in Spain there was a great scholar who found this section of the Tehillim to be so blasphemous he refused to read it or hear it. Wow. Ibn Ezra himself says that this diatribe against Hashem wasn't even uttered by the psalmist. According to Ibn Ezra, the psalmist, the person who wrote Tehillim, David HaMelech, merely recorded the words of the malicious idolaters who hurled curses and insults at Hashem. Radak is of the opinion that these verses are indeed the psalmist's words. He's not questioning Hashem's faithfulness, for he remains confident that Hashem will fulfill his oath to David. Rather, his query is, now that the Jews are plunged into the depths of a seemingly endless exile, it appears as if Hashem's Shvua will never be fulfilled. Why does Hashem allow world events to develop in such a way that man might blasphemously conclude that Hashem betrayed his own solemn oath? So it looks bad. It appears you're angry with your anointed. It appears as if you will never bring the Mashiach. It appears that Ne'art Bris Avdecha, you nullify the covenant of your servant, you profaned to the ground its crown. So again, we see the notion of the special bris and of the crown for all the generations, and that's the bris and that's the chesed. The bris is with David, and the chesed for the generations. And we ask, Ayei chasadecha arishonim, where are your earlier chasadim that you were so good to us that you kept this bris? You swore to David in your faith. And then the parak concludes, Zechor Hashem chirpas avotecho, se'esi v'cheki ko rabim amim, asher chirfu oivecha, Hashem asher chirfu akvos mishichecha, baruch Hashem lo'elam amen v'amen. Remember Hashem, my servant, your servant's disgrace, born in my bosom from the entire multitude of nations. Those who disgrace are your enemies, Hashem. Those who disgrace the footsteps of your Mashiach. Blessed is Hashem forever. So in the end we have a Siddur Kadin. Baruch Hashem la'olam. Blessed is Hashem forever. Amen. Amen. Anyway, Al Kopanim, we see this Mahalach of the two aspects of Malchus Beis David, of the David himself being chosen, and then all of his seed as well. And this is something that is for all the generations, and even if they sin, they're going to be punished, but the bris will be kept. Okay, sweet friends, we have still a lot more to talk about regarding this Rambam, which I hope we do, and then we're going to go weiter mir zu Shem Talach Ches Simcha Betuv Levav, and obviously there's so much to say. And these Rambams and Malchus Beis David Bichlal. So please stay tuned. And we should be zeche to see Niflois, Rabois, Gedolois, Vatsumois, Mitoras Hashem. And we should taka be zeche to see Malchus Beis David in all of its glory, Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu. So thank you so much for listening. And please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.